It's a sunny day out here in Scott County Park, so Meg Coondy and Brett Beeble are wearing baseball caps. Helps them see the forms they're filling out. Caucus cards.
Have you caucused before?
I have not. We just moved here, so.
Well, there'll be caucus training.
Oh, okay. So. Excellent.
Meg and Brett are new to Iowa. They just moved to Davenport last month. So they're signing up to receive info on how to participate in the Iowa caucuses. But they've been in eastern Iowa long enough to know that they'd better tread lightly out here in Hawkeye country. Brett's sporting a University of Wisconsin cap, Meg a University of Minnesota cap. Had they stayed in those states, they would have to wait until spring to cast a ballot in the presidential primary elections. But now that they're in Iowa, they get to be among the first in the nation to say who gets to run for president. So they're doing their homework.
We're kind of exploring. We've been to a couple town halls for candidates from both parties. So it's an interesting process. We've never been in a situation where you can meet them up close.
And that's what brings them to the park, to hear this guy.
This is the wealthiest country in the history of the world, but most people don't know it because almost all of the wealth and all of the income is going to the top 1%. And what we are here to say today is enough is enough.
That's presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. He made his case for the Democratic nomination before an outdoor crowd of hundreds, some of whom have already made up their minds.
I want to see Bernie kick Hillary's keister.
And some of whom aren't yet set on who they'll caucus for come winter.
Electability is the big thing for this Bernie Democrat against the Republican clown car.
What resonated most with Pleasant Valley High School seniors Lena Kaczynski and Connor Johnson was Sanders' call for tuition-free public higher education.
We're about to go to college and we're kind of scared that we won't be able to afford it.
Both Lena and Connor plan on attending the University of Iowa, where in-state tuition is just a little over $8,000 per year. That rate puts it among the Big Ten's cheapest schools to attend for in-staters, but still.
There's nothing cheaper than free.
Yeah.
I want every kid in America, regardless of his or her income, to know that if you study hard in school, if you pay attention, if you do your schoolwork, you will be able to get a college education.
Wayne Heen, Davenport, says Sanders' message calls to a diverse crowd of Americans.
I see young people, I see millennials, I see old people, I see Hispanics, I see African Americans, I see white people. He's bringing people together with a positive message to move our country forward.
I promise you that as president, no president will be stronger in fighting against institutional racism. And furthermore, we need major reforms of our criminal justice system.
Heather Jeffers of Bettendorf says that, unlike his opponents, Sanders isn't beholden to big money donors.
I like that he's not a corporate politician. I believe in some of the stuff that Hillary says, but she's also, her and Bill have been more corporate side of things.
It is a disgrace, in my view, that virtually every campaign for president has a super PAC which is controlled by millionaires and billionaires.
Karen Heen of Davenport stuck around after Sanders' speech to hear U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who took to the stage on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
Imagine inaugural day, January 2017, because on that day, beautiful, we're going to expect sunshine. You're going to look at the Capitol. There are going to be millions of people all over. And up will walk the first woman president of the United States.
Karen says she'll declare for Bernie, even though she'd love to see a woman in the White House.
It's very hard, you know, to say I might give up that dream for somebody that speaks more to the things that I believe in.
As for Meg and Brett, the rookie Iowans, their votes are going to come down to one thing. Cold, hard logic.
I'm looking for a candidate that has strong policy arguments and can back them up and does not use explosive rhetoric, that uses rhetoric to engage with people, listen to people, and actually learn from each other. So that's really what I'm looking for.